Shani. And it will be when Yaakov will see that the Nar is not with us. Vomeis, Yaakov will die from the pain. And your servants will have brought down Esevas Avdecha Avinu, the old age of your servant, our father, Biyogoin, in sorrow, Sha'ola, to his grave. Now you may ask, why am I involved more than the rest of my brothers? On that, Yehuda said, Ki Avdecha Orav Es Hanar, because your servant has taken responsibility for the Nar, may him Avi from my father, Lamor, saying, Im Lo Avienu Elecho, if I do not bring him back to you, V'chotasi La'ovi Kol Hayomim, I will sin to my father for all days, I will lose my Olam Hazeh and my Olam Haba. Where do we see in the Pasuk that Yehuda was saying that he's going to lose also his Olam Hazeh? On that the Mefarshim say, because there is a diak in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Im Lo Avienu Elecho, V'chotasi La'ovi. The Pasuk should have said, Im Lo Avienu Elecho, if I do not bring him back to you, V'chotasi L'cho, I will sin to you. Why does it switch to a third person by saying, V'chotasi La'ovi? On that the Mefarshim answer, that Yehuda was saying, that not only will I lose my Olam Haba, but I will also lose my Olam Hazeh, V'chotasi La'avi. I will be a sinner to my father when he is alive. In this world, I will be considered a chote, a sinner. So we see that Yehuda was mentioning not only Olam Haba, but also Olam Hazeh. And the Mefarshim ask, we see earlier in Parshas Mikates that Yehuda was only saying that he will lose Olam Haba. So why, when he was speaking to Yosef, did he say that I will lose Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba? Sifsei Chacham answers that when he was speaking to Yosef, he was afraid that Yosef might not appreciate or believe in Olam Haba. Therefore, he did not want to say that if I do not bring Binyamin back, I will not get Olam Haba. Maybe Yosef would not care about that. Therefore, he added on that I will also lose Olam Hazeh. That Yosef would understand. And that's why he mentioned also Olam Hazeh to Yosef. V'yato hanau, yeshev no avdecho tachas hanar eved ladoini. Let your servant be in place of the Nar as a servant to my master. Let me take the place of Binyamin. I am stronger than him, and therefore I am more equipped to do battle and more equipped to serve you. V'anar ya'al emechov, and let the Nar go back with his brothers to his father. Ki eich ele elovi, how will I go back to my father v'hanar einenu iti, with the Nar not being with me? Pen era baro, lest I see the evil asher yimse esavi that will befall my father. Now let us see the Rashi's inside. Pasuk Yud Ches, Vayigash Elov, Davar Ba'ozne Adoini, let your servant speak words in the ears of my master. Rashi does not want to learn that Yehuda was saying, let me whisper words in your ears, because that would be disrespectful to the leader of Mitzrayim, that Yehuda would be whispering into his ears. But rather Rashi learns, Yikontu Devarai Ba'oznecho. Davar Ba'ozne Adoini means that let my words enter your ears, let them have an impression upon you. You should listen to what I'm saying. V'al-yichar apcha, you shall not be angry at your servant. Mikanat aloymeid shediber elav koshes. From here we see that Yehuda spoke harshly to Yosef. Zok Rashi ki chamoicha kifare. Choshev ato be'enai kemelech. You are considered in my eyes important like a king. Zep shutai, that is the simple meaning of the pasuk. Although I am speaking harshly to you, you should know, it is only because of the position I am in, because I really consider you choshev and important like a king. Umidrashai, the Medrash says, Seivcha lilkos alav b'tzaras, your end will be that you will be smitten with tzaras, k'moshaloka paroi, ayidei ziknasi sara, just like paroi was hit with tzaras because of Sarah, my grandmother, alayla acha sheikfa, because of one night that he detained her. Ki chamoicha kipare, your end will be like Pare, just like Pare was punished with Saras for detaining Sarah, so too will you be punished with Saras for detaining Binyamin. And Rashi says a third pshat, Dava acher, ma Pare goze ve'ena mekayim, just like Pare is goze ve'ena mekayim, maftiach ve'ena oise, he makes a promise and does not keep it, af atokain, you are also like this. And the Mefarshim explain, goze ve'ena mekayim is referring to Pare. Pare makes a decree and does not fulfill it. He made a decree that an eved cannot become a king, and then he goes and he appoints Yosef, who was an eved, as a king. So he was Goizer Ve'ena Mekayim. You, Yosef, are similar. You are Maftiach Ve'ena Oiseh. You make promises and do not keep it. You promised that you just wanted to set your eyes on Binyamin, and now you are trying to capture him. We all know that this was all a setup to place the gaviyah in his sack. You only wanted to capture him. You made a promise that you wanted to set your eyes on him, but in reality, you were trying to capture him. V'chizuhi simas ayin shamarta. Is this the setting of the eyes that you said, losum eincha olav, that you just wanted to set your eyes on him? So that's what the pasuk means. Ki chamaycha kapare. You are like pare. Pare is goyze ve'ena mekayim, and you are maftiach ve'ena oiseh. And Rashi brings down a fourth pshat, dava acher, ki chamaycha kapare. In taknitaini, if you will provoke me, aharig oischa ve'esadunecha, I will kill you and your master pare. Ki chamaycha kapare. It is not a problem for me to kill you and also pare together with you. Zakrashi, Adoni Shal Esavodo, Mitchila Ba'alila Bosa Elenu. Originally, you came against us with a libel. Lama Ha'ilacha Lishla Kol Eila. Why was it important for you to ask these questions? Bitcha Hayinu Mevakshim. Were we looking to marry your daughter? Ayachisenu Ato Mevakesh. Were you seeking to marry our sister? Still, the pasuk continues that we said everything to my master. We did not refrain and hold back any information from you. The Mefarshim ask, why does Rashi change his lashon? He starts out saying that Yehuda said, were we looking to marry your daughter? And then he switches, were you looking to marry our sister? Why didn't he say consistently, were you looking to marry our daughter? Just like he says, were we looking to marry your daughter? Sifsei Chacham answers that this would not be respectful for Yosef. Bishlama for Yehuda to say, were we looking to marry your daughter? This way Yosef would be the father-in-law. That is respectful for Yosef. But to say that Yosef was looking to marry our daughter, the Shvatim's daughter, it would come out that the Shvatim were the father-in-law of Yosef. That would be disrespectful for the leader of Mitzrayim. Therefore, Yehuda changed his words. And when he was talking about Yosef marrying into the Shvatim's family, he says, were you looking to marry our sister? This way they would only be brother-in-laws, not the father-in-law of Yosef. Maskal David says another teretz. Because in the pasuk we find two things. Hayesh lochem av oy ach. He asked, do you have a father or do you have a brother? Corresponding to these two questions is what Rashi is saying. If we were looking to marry your daughter, it would make sense for you to ask, Hayesh lochem ach, do you have any brothers? Because a father-in-law might want to know how many brothers there are in the family, how many people his future son-in-law will be dividing the Yerusha with. It's a question that makes sense if we were looking to marry your daughter. And also, if you were looking to marry our sister, it would make sense for you to ask if there's a father. Because if there's a father, then the brothers don't have the right to marry off the daughter. But if there is no father, then the brothers can marry off their sister. So it would make sense, if you were looking to marry our sister, to ask if there is a father. But since we were not looking to marry your daughter, and you were not looking to marry our sister, why were you asking these questions? Because of the fear, Yehuda said a dvar sheker, a word of untruth from his mouth. Omar, if I would say that Yosef is alive, Yomer, he would say, Havi'u Esli, bring him to me, just like he wanted to see Binyamin. Therefore Yehuda said, Va'ochiv meis, that Yosef was dead. Levadoi le'imoi, me'oisei aim ein lo oid ach. From this mother, he does not have another brother. If he leaves his father, he will die. If he will leave his father, we are worried that he might die on the road. Because his mother died on the road. The Mefarshim ask on Rashi, that Rashi seems to be stressing a different point than the Pasuk is stressing. The Pasuk says that the reason why Binyamin might die is because Va'ozav es aviv ames. If he leaves his father, he might die. The pasuk is stressing the reason for Binyamin's death might be because of azivas aviv. But Rashi seems to stress a different point. The reason why Binyamin will die is because his mother died on the road, therefore he might also die on the road. Rashi seems not to be going with the Lashon HaPasuk. Also, earlier in last week's parsha, When the Pasuk mentioned that Yaakov was afraid of sending Binyamin, Pen Yikra'enu Asa, and maybe an accident will happen on the road, in Perek Membeis, Pasuk Dalet, Rashi does not mention anything concerning that the worry was because he might die on the road just like his mother died on the road. It is only here that Rashi seems to mention that the worry was because his mother, Rachel, died on the road. Zot Rashi v'karo asayn, shasatan mekatrig b'shas asakana, because the satan prosecutes at times of danger. Maskelo David asks why Rashi has to repeat this pshat after he already said this in Perek Membeis, Pasuk Dalet. On the Pasuk Pen Yikra'enu asayn, over there also he says, shasatan mekatrig b'shas asakana. What is Rashi adding in this Rashi? By Radatem Esevosi, Zog Rashi, Achshav Kishu Etzli, now that Binyamin is by me, Ani Misnachim Boy, I am comforted through him, Al Imoy Val Ochim, on his mother Rachel and on his brother Yosef. Vim Yomus Zeh, but if Binyamin will die, Doime Olai Sheshlosh Domesu B'Yamechot, it will be on me as if all three died in one day, Yosef, Rachel, and Binyamin. And it will be when Yaakov will see that the Nar is not there. Yaakov, his father, will die from the pain. If you will say, why am I entering the controversy more than the rest of my brothers? Because they are all involved from the outside. But I tied myself in with a strong knot to lose and be banished from both worlds, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Yeshev no avdecho, so let your servant stay instead of Binyamin. L'chol davar ani me'ula mimenu, I am better than him in every way, l'gvura, in strength, and since I am stronger than him, therefore I am better, l'melchama u'lishimush, for melchama, for war, u'lishimush, and to serve you. And the pasuk continues, v'lo yochol Yosef lis'apik, and Yosef was not able to strengthen himself to endure the embarrassment of the shvatim, l'chol hanitzavim olav, before all the Mitzriim that were standing before him. Vayikra, and he called, Haitziu chol ish me'olai, let everybody go out from before me. V'loi omar ish itoi, and no man stood before him, v'zvada Yosef elechov, when Yosef made himself known to his brothers. Vayitein es koile b'vchi, and he raised his voice, crying, Vayishmu Mitzrayim, as Rashbam explains, Vayishmu Mitzrayim, Anshe Ho'ir, the people of the city heard, and afterwards, Vayishma Beis Paroi, the people of Paroi, his servants heard. One has to understand the order of the Pasuk, because it would make more sense that Paroi's servants should hear before the people of Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says, Vayishmu Mitzrayim, the people of Mitzrayim heard, and afterwards, Vayishma Beis Paroi, Paroi's servants heard. And Yosef said to his brothers, Ani Yosef, I am Yosef, Ha'oit Avichai, is my father still alive? And the brothers were not able to answer him, because they were confused before him. The Mefarshim ask, what was Yosef asking, Ha'oit Avichai, is my father still alive? Wasn't this Yehuda's taina all along? Wasn't Yehuda saying that you have to send back Binyamin, because if Binyamin does not come back, our father Yaakov will die from tsar? So obviously Yaakov was alive. So why was Yosef asking, Ha'oid Avichai? Some Mefarshim learned that Yosef did not believe Yehuda. He thought that maybe Yaakov died many years earlier, and Yehuda was just using this as a ploy to get Binyamin back home. He was saying, if Binyamin does not come back home, our father Yaakov will die. But in essence, Yaakov really died many years earlier, and this was just to trick Yosef. And that Yosef said, Ani Yosef, I am Yosef, tell me the truth now. Ha'oid Avichai, really, is my father still alive? There is also another teretz, a famous teretz given by the Beis Halevi, based on the Medrash on this pasuk. The Medrash says, Abba Koyin Bardala Omar. Abba Koyin Bardala said, Oilonu miyom hadin, oilonu miyom atachocho. Woe to us from the day of judgment. Woe to us when we will have to face the day of admonishment from Hashem. Yosef Katan Shal Shvatim, Yosef, who was of the youngest of the Shvatim, Veloy Hayuchilim Echov Lanois Oisai, Kinevalu Mipanov. And the Shvatim, the brothers, were not able to answer him because they were confused before him. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come and admonish each person according to what he did, definitely nobody will be able to answer what Hashem will say. On that, the Beis HaLevi asks, first of all, what's the connection between Oilonu Miyom Hadin, Oilonu Miyom HaTechocha, to what Yosef is saying, Ha'od Avichai? And second of all, what are these two things mentioned in the Medrash, Yom HaDin and Yom HaToychocha? Beis HaLevi explains that when La'asad Lavoi, every person will give a Din V'cheshvin before Hashem, Hashem will first place all the Averis that a person did before him. That is considered the Din, Yom HaDin, when they will be faced and see all their Averis. But then a person will say, I have an excuse for each and every Avera. I was not able to learn because I was tired, because I was sick. On that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, you do not have any excuses, because I will show you contradictions to your excuses. You were not able to learn because you were sick. How were you able to do this and this at the same time if you were sick? Why was it only the learning that suffered and not the other thing? You were not able to give tzedakah because you are giving an excuse that you did not have money. Why were you able to give money for other things? That is the Yom HaToychocha, the admonishment, when Hashem will show contradictions to all your excuses. Here too, this is what Yosef was saying. Yosef said, Ani Yosef, Ha'od Avichai, is my father still alive? Was he able to withstand and live through all the tsar that you gave him by selling me? You, Yehuda, are saying, how can I go back to my father without Binyamin? He will die from the tsar. I will show you a contradiction in this statement. You're worried about your father's tsar. Why weren't you worried about your father's tsar when you sold me? Ha'oid Avichai, you were not worried about my father then. And the brothers were not able to answer Yosef. And this is what the Medrash is saying. If they were not able to answer the contradiction of Yosef, who was the Katan Shebeshvatim, Alachas Kamo Vekamo, people will not be able to answer the contradiction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us, La'asad Lavoi, on our averis and on our excuses. And that's shot in the pasuk why Yosef says, "Ani Yosef ha'oid avichai." And the pasuk continues, "Vayomer Yosef elechov," and Yosef said to his brothers, "Gishu na, come close, please." He saw them backing away, and he said, "Don't back away. Come close, please." And not only that, come even closer, a lie to me. I would like to show you that I have a bris milah just like you, and I am Yosef. Vayigoshu, and they came close. Vayomer, and he said, Ani Yosef achichem asher mechartem oisi Mitzrayim. I am Yosef, your brother, that you sold me here to Mitzrayim. Viato, and now, al te otzvu, do not become sad. Va'al yicha be'enechem, and do not become angry, ki mechartem oisi heino, that you sold me here. We see two emotions in this pasuk. Al te otzvu, do not become sad. Va'al yicha be'enechem, and do not be angry. It's interesting that we find the same two emotions in Parshas Vayishlach, Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Zayin. When the brothers, the Shvatim, found out that Shechem was Mezana with Dina, it says, Vayis'atzvu ha'anoshim, they were saddened, Vayicha lohem, and they were angry. Va'ayin Ba'or HaChayim, who discusses these two emotions and what they are referring to. Ki lemichya, in order to allow you to live, Shilachani Elokim Lifnechem, Hashem has sent me before you. Kizesh Nosayim Harov Bekerav Haoretz, because 2 years of hunger have already passed in the land. Ve'od Chameshonim, and there will be another 5 years, Asher Ein Chorish V'Kotzer, that there will not be any plowing nor any reaping. Vayishlochenu Elokim Lifnechem, and Hashem has sent me before you, Losum Lochem She'eretz Ba'oretz, to ensure your survival in the land, Ulahachayos Lochem, and to cause you to live, Lifleita Gedoilo, for a great deliverance. Zakrashi inside Pasuk Aleph, V'loyochol Yosef lis'ape l'chol hanitzavim, L'hoyochol lisboil, he was not able to bear, She'yu Mitzrayim nitzavim olav, that the Mitzrayim were standing there, V'shoimim, and they would hear, She'echov misbaishim b'ivodei lohem, that his brothers were becoming embarrassed when he became known to them. V'yishma beis paroi, beisoi shel paroi, beis paroi means the house of paroi, k'loimar, which means avodav uvnei veisoi, his servants and the people of his house. V'ein ze loshem bayis mamish, this is not a loshen of house, literally, Elokim Beis Yisrael, Beis Yehuda, just like Beis Yisrael means the people of Yisrael, and Beis Yehuda means the people of Yehuda. So too, Beis Parai means the people of Parai, his servants. Nifhalu mipanov, they were not able to answer Yosef because they were confused before him. Zokrashi mipnei habusha, because of the busha. Maskel David seems to go together with the pshat of the Beis Halevi. He is medayek why it says mipnei habusha, because of the specific busha. Maskel David learned it means the busha that will be la'asad lavai, referring to the busha of Eilonu miyom hadin, Eilonu miyom hatoychacha. Kishuna Eli, ra oisam nisagim la'achar, he saw them backing away. Omar, he said, achshav achai nechlamim, now my brothers are embarrassed. Korlehem b'lashon racha v'tachnunim, he called to them in a soft and comforting lashon, kishuna. The Herolehem Shumo, and then he told them to come even closer, Eli, and he showed them that he was a mole, and he was also like them. Lemichya, Lios Lechem Lemichya, Hashem has sent me before you to be for you, Lemichya, for one who will cause you to live. Kizesh Nosayim Harov, Avru Mishne Harov, 2 years have already passed from the hunger years, and Hashem has sent me before you in order that during the 5 years that will come of hunger, I will be able to support you.